Friends, this CD has been prepared to help you make the best use of the accompanying book. Now turn to Section 1, Essentials of Spoken English. Phonetics. Go to its first page, titled Key to Phonetic Symbols. These are the phonetic symbols, or you may call them phonetic alphabet, representing 44 sounds of English language. Listen to these sounds very carefully and imitate them while producing these sounds. As we know, there are 44 sounds in English language, of which 20 are vowel sounds and 24 are consonant sounds. Of these 20 vowel sounds, 12 are single vowel sounds and 8 are double vowel sounds. The double vowel sounds are called diphthongs. Please note, we are talking about vowel sounds and not about vowel letters, with which you often confuse. The single vowel sounds are E. The sound you find in words like see, sleep, read, seat, meet. E. The sound you find in words like sit, big, hit, will, happy. A. Red, tan, set, head, said. A. The sound you find in words like cat, rat, bat, hat, black. A. The sound you find in words like bird, work, turn, first, search. O. The sound you find in words like arrive, father, mother, announce, color. R. The sound you find in words like harm, heart, laugh, arm, part. O. The sound you find in words like look, put, foot, good, cook. O. The sound you find in words like shoe, to, do, shoot, through. O. The sound you find in words like hot, cot, dog, watch, sock. O. This is little longer sound only. Thought, bought, caught, for, sought. The sound you find in words like cup, sun, wonder, butter, rough. Now listen to the double vowel sounds, which are 8 in number. A. The sound you find in words like name, same, aim, late, tray. I. The sound you find in words like my, try, sky, time, idea. Oi. The sound you find in words like boy, noise, choice, toy, ointment. Ow. The sound you find in words like now, cow, out, loud, sound. Ear. The sound you find in words like here, near, beer, cheer, dear. Air. The sound you find in words like there, chair, pair, bear, wear. Oor. The sound you find in words like tour, pure, fewer, cure, sure. O. The sound you find in words like home, show, low, blow, bone. Now let's listen to the consonant sounds, which are 24 in number. P, put, post, hip, lip, pink. B. the sound you find in words like big, book, boy, bangle, bend. The sound you find in words like two, test, tail, tooth, bet. Duh. The sound you find in words like dog, dull, do, god, day. Cup. The sound you find in words like cup, king, cost, come, kind. G. The sound you find in words like good, guest, game, guarantee, go. Ch. The sound you find in words like church, catch, chest, chin, change. J. The sound you find in words like age, join, jug, judge, lounge. F. The sound you find in words like face, finger, rough, cough. Photo. V. The sound you find in words like love, vest, wedge, vehicle, vanity. S. The sound you find in words like sit, signature, same, set, soil. Z. The sound you find in words like zebra, zoo, houses, zip, zinc. Zh sound. The sound you find in words like pleasure, measure, vision, usual, television. Th. The sound you find in words like think, three, through, think, path. The. The sound you find in words like this, that, these, those, mother. Sh. The sound you find in words like ship, sugar, shop, shame, machine. H. The sound you find in words like hot, here, house, hen, hut. M. The sound you find in words like man, male, money, lamb, lame. N. The sound you find in words like now, name, net, knee. M. The sound you find in words like sing, bring, ring, going, playing. L. The sound you find in words like long, look, while, soil, list. R. The sound you find in words like red, road, right, wrong, rod. Y. The sound you find in words like yes, young, yet, year, hue. W. The sound you find in words like watch, want, where, west, wind. Please note, diphthongs are also vowel sounds, but the difference between the two is that a diphthong is a combination of two vowel sounds, while a single vowel is just one sound. Another thing that you must remember about the consonant sound is the production of a consonant sound requires some kind of exercise in the speaker's mouth. Unlike a vowel sound, it doesn't come out freely. Syllable. The small sound units into which longer words are required to be broken while speaking is called syllables. A word may have one syllable, for example, B, or two syllables like woman or nutshell. A word may also have three or more syllables like photograph or photography. Stress. In words of two or more syllables, one of the syllables is said with extra force as compared to the rest. Example, cement. This label, which sounds louder because of the extra force, is called a stress label. And the one which is said with normal pressure is called an unstress label. Usually in a normal sentence, we stress all nouns and some pronouns, especially interrogative pronouns, demonstratives, like this, that, these, those, main verbs, adjectives, and most adverbs. But the other words of sentence like determiners, helping verbs, prepositions, and conjunctions normally remain unstressed. However, when we want to contradict something or stress a particular point, they can be stressed like any other stressed. Of course, for example, I mean it. The stress label is indicated by putting the stress mark before it. There are two kinds of stress marks, primary stress mark and secondary stress mark. The primary stress mark is placed above, whereas the secondary stress mark is put below the slip. Intonation. Intonation. The rise and fall of the voice in speaking, in order to add meaning to what you are saying, is called intonation. It's also called the modulation of a speech. Intonation coupled with stressed and unstressed syllables provides musicality to the English language. This is why intonation is also called the melody of a speech. Broadly, we can classify all the English intonation patterns under two types: falling intonation, that is falling tune, and rising intonation, that is rising tune. Both types normally begin with the first stress syllable at a fairly high pitch and then fall stepwise from stress to stress until the last meaningful stress is reached. Tune 1 with final fall. Tune 1 with final fall is used for statements, remarks, orders, and questions beginning with question words. The falling tune carries a sense of completion and finality. For example, she didn't see him leave the house. Where did you put my pen? Tune 2 with final rise. Tune 2 with final rise. For example, did you meet her before? Can you recite the poem?